We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.869-1240 is the number that you can call. Jad Chambers producing. Paul Savage in for Jacob Albrock today. Jacob will be back on Monday. Good to have you with us. 869-1240. Again, the number to call. All right, Savage. Bucks and Nets. You know, the thing that's kind of interesting about the NBA and the playoffs is that we've got so many unfamiliar faces. I mean, unfamiliar to those that don't pay attention maybe to the NBA, but maybe they roll around to it in the postseason and they want to see their Lakers and the Celtics or whatever the case may be, the teams that have become familiar to them in right. postseason basketball. Mm-hmm. But instead, we've got Milwaukee and we've got Brooklyn, for goodness sakes. We've got the Phoenix Suns, are you kidding me? And the Utah Jazz and teams like that. I kind of like it. Now, I follow the NBA pretty closely, so I'm familiar with most of these teams.
Right.
I even know some about the Atlanta Hawks, if you can believe it. But isn't this kind of good for basketball and the NBA, this kind of new look at different kinds of teams? Or do you think fans like and need familiarity?
May I throw just a name out and I just get your opinion on this particular?
Sure.
How about Chris Middleton? Now, there's a guy that is he
right.
For instance, I think what you're saying is
he's not.
Is he
no,
a household?
Right.
Yes, he's not.
No.
I mean, really
no.
and truly, you know, if you follow it, you know of him. I mean, do you know his line? No, you don't know his line, not what he's averaging, not what, you know, what percentage from the three. I mean, you're not following that. I mean, let's face it, the Jazz are not sexy, are they? I mean, they're not sexy
no.
enough to do a deal like that. I
now,
mean,
Jazz itself. Might
oh,
be
jazz.
Kind of sexy.
Well,
yeah,
A
little smooth jazz.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
It can have the right effect.
Little smooth jazz and a '68 Camaro, if you know where I'm coming from.
Bingo. But then you've got the Utah Jazz, probably not as sexy. That's
no,
okay.
No, you have a point there. But the point is Chris Middleton. I mean, there's a guy that has just accomplished something. 35 points in every game that he's played so far. 10 rebounds and 5 assists and 5 steals. And so,
yeah.
I mean, he's in pretty heady company, like only 4 or 5 guys. I saw this on the internet yesterday. He's only one of like 5 guys, and 3 of them are Hall of Famers that have ever accomplished something like that in the playoffs.
Mm. Wow.
Think about that. But, I mean,
yeah.
That's fun. It's fun to see that. Of course, injuries have played such a big part of the playoffs
yes.
this year. Is it just me or are there? It can't be me.
I think there are. The NBA claims that the rate of injuries at compared to similar places in years past is virtually the same, maybe just a tick more. I don't know. Maybe we're looking for it more. Maybe we're watching for it more.
Maybe.
We saw the 4 teams that played in the bubble go out early in the playoffs. Boston and Miami and Denver and the Lakers. Obviously, they played, 80-some-odd straight days or something like that in the bubble and had the quickest turnaround of any teams in the NBA to play a condensed schedule starting in December.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we look for things more like that because, it would make sense to us that
Well, sure, they're playing so much more basketball in a shorter period of time. Of course there's going to be more injuries. And then who the injuries have happened to.
Oh, my goodness.
That's been pretty important, too. I mean, you know, when you've got – when it's affected LeBron and it's affected Kawhi Leonard and it's affected Jamal Murray and guys like this, yeah, you notice it, no question.
There is no question. And Chris Paul with – you know, you throw in COVID problems and with Chris Paul, and now he's in protocol. And, you know, you can't break that for guys' sakes. But, I mean, this has just been such a strange year. And it all started, I kind of think, with Anthony Davis getting hurt. What was it, the second game or the first? Well, I can't even remember. Seems like it was ages ago. But, you know.
He missed a lot of time.
Missed a lot of time. And this has been one of those. And, of course, once you lose the Lakers and LeBron out of the playoffs, that I think that probably has sort of a mindset. But if you're a basketball lover, you look at this and you think, well, this has been somewhat interesting, particularly with the injuries, if that's sort of your thing, because basketball at its purest is finding five guys to go on a basketball court and put a basketball through a hoop. And that's what it is at its purest. And no matter who plays, you know, it's sort of like the next man up. I don't know if that's apropos for NBA or not, but that's the way it is in real life, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Kevin Durant last night had 32 points, but he needed 30 shots to get it. So
well, there's the problem.
That's a problem.
That's the problem
right there. Bucks win it, by the way, 104-89. And as I mentioned earlier, the road team has won no games in this series. And what's the old cliche? No playoff series starts until a road team wins. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to wait and see for the Bucks. Who really haven't even – well, they were close in Brooklyn the last time, were up 16, have no one to blame but themselves and Kevin Durant for losing that game. But at least they've had a performance now that could give them some confidence going into a Game 7 winner-take-all. Steve Nash, who I have great respect for, two-time MVP, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, said something last night that after the game that I wanted to question you on a little bit or have you react. His quote was, "It didn't look like we had a ton of energy. We wanted it. We just couldn't find it." I think there are a lot of people that would look at that and say, "What in the hell are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. It's game six of a playoff. You are fighting for a championship. But you know what, Paul? I get it. There are times that your mind and your heart just don't rev up in the same way. And when you're tired, and I know that you got to dig down. I know the cliches. Got to dig down deep. You got to find it. You got to, you know, I mean, I get all of that. But, Paul, you've been, you know damn good and well what he's talking about here. Most fans would look at that and say, well, stop it. For God's sakes, that's what you do. That's what you're there for. You're being paid millions and millions of dollars to step up and perform and to be ready. But, Paul, we understand, I think, as finely tuned athletes, there are times when it's hard to find it. Even when you want to get it, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's like, you ever have that dream where you're running in a track meet or something, or you're running in a race and you feel like you're running in quicksand or in water and or in mud, and you know you're faster, you know that you can get there quicker, but try as much as you can, your legs just won't allow you to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I thought it was an interesting comment from a guy whose competitiveness I don't think anyone would have ever questioned, Steve Nash.
Are these guys so androids? Are these guys androids?
No.
Are they mechanical in any way?
No. Nope.
Do you ever get tired on an occasion? Now, I know you're up for most shows that we do right here at KFH, and you do a great job. You have certain levels of enthusiasm when it to do radio on certain days. You're a human being. You're not an android. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with a pro basketball player or anybody or a salesman or a doctor. Or a nurse, or a guy out there banging 16-pound nails with a hammer, on a construction site. It's the same for everybody. These guys are no different. And let me tell you, the grind of 80, what are we, 80-plus games now? The grind of a deal like that is amazing. The travel, the things that go along with it, sure, they're paid lots of money. But that doesn't mean your body works at all times. And it's going to be a case where, yeah, you can't get them raw-rawed up. That's not the nature of the NBA anyway. Raw-raw basketball, let's go get up and let's fire up. You know, here's an observation. I'm just give you an observation. Most great coaches that I know, I've been in locker rooms with, you know, the days of Newt Rockne walking in and gathering the boys around him and they take a knee and he says,
done.
We're going to go to the right. We're going to go to the left. We're going to go up the middle. We're going to get him. We're going to go. We're going to go. And we're going to go, 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 go. Let's go. And everybody, you know, charges out. You know, that lasts about three plays. Did you know that? That's about what it lasts, about three plays. And the days of rah-rahing up to go play a basketball game, those days are over, particularly about 85 games in. Rah-rah up to go play a basketball. We're going to get sky high, and we're going to go out, and we're going to play. You know, you're going to look for your opportunities on the floor to get some rest. You're going to keep your legs from wearing out. That's the nature of the way this game is. And it might be, I could even make a case, Bruce, that those that manage their downtime while on the court may have the best chance of winning. I could almost make a case for that. Yeah, and so it's what you're saying is really interesting. Not thought of very much, but yes, that's the case. Human beings cannot stay sky high in the NBA for 85 games and be expected to play at the highest level possible of the human body. That's not going to happen.
Paul, I think it's hard, even in a sport like now, and football is a game that is more, it's more tribal in that you focus your energy towards one point of the week.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know why I use the term tribal, but you know, you can point your volatility to one spot in the week.
Yeah.
And you can get yourself ready because you only have one game to do it. Only one game to only one time in a week to do it.
Right.
Even then, I how many times have coaches warned guys, even in the game of football, don't go out and leave it in warm-ups. Don't go out and burn yourself up because guys will come out of the gate and they are ready to go. And 40 minutes before a football game, it's stunning how much energy you can burn just getting yourself fired up. There's an art to getting ready to play football without burning too much energy.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right.
Oh, no. Yes. You see it all the time. So anyway, but I found that an interesting remark from Steve Nash, because I think that most fans would look at that and say, what the hell are you talking about? Didn't look like a ton of energy. Well, isn't that on you?
Yeah.
Well, no, not always, because you're right. Yeah, the old Newt Rockne, you know, win one for the Gipper stuff. That's water under the bridge.
Yeah, that's long ago.
That's not how it works anymore.
One other
just doesn't work.
Let me give you another observation with regards to your point, because I think it's a darn good point, and that is that there's different size bodies. There are different types of bodies in the NBA. Dragging the body of Giannis, or dragging the body of Embiid, or dragging the body of, well, you know, name your big guy. Just name your big guy up and down the court. And let's say, how about Trae Young? Let's say, what do you think the difference is of Trae Young getting his body up and down the court versus, say, Giannis? Now, Giannis is a specimen. Man, oh, man, what a body. That guy is an amazing athlete for his size, to be able to run, jump, shoot, everything he does for a man his size. It's amazing. But there's a lot more to haul up and down a court than there is for a Trae Young. And I use Trae Young because he's almost the smallest guy that's still playing that I can think of. There might be somebody else smaller than him playing, but Trae Young comes to mind. So there's a lot of difference in the sizes of bodies as well that comes into play. You'd want a guy like a Giannis or your normal big guy to understand that you've got to pace yourself. You can't do everything at a speed possibly that you would like to see done and then last for an entire basketball game. That's just not going to happen.
Well, this is why load management has become a thing over the last few years. And I think that there are plenty of people that still, kind of shake their head at the whole load management philosophy, but it's a real thing. It's a real thing. All right, so Sixers and the Hawks tonight. Atlanta leads 3-2. Jazz and the Clips tonight in L.A. L.A. leads 3-2. You've got two home teams in Atlanta and L.A. trying to clinch tonight. Sixers and the Jazz on life support, trying to force a game seven in both series. There's your NBA stuff. We're going to turn to the NFL. Vaccinated players, vaccinated support staff, vaccinated media. Got some marching orders yesterday from the NFL. It's created a bit of a reaction from others. Dwayne Haskin is talking about the onus on him to prove that he loves the game of football. Funny how guys get to that place at one point or another. What took you so long? We'll talk about that. And headed towards the top of the hour for our buddy Jay Delling. Update on round two early goings in the heat and growing humidity out at Crestview Country Club. But good crowds, good following. What a great place to get out, follow a group around, have yourself a little fun today at the Wichita Open. That coming up as we continue Savage and Hurdle with you, Jad Chambers, right here on a Friday edition of Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.